My name is Kit Ciarelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for David F. McNeese, Sr., D-A-V-I-D, middle initial F, last name M-C-N-E-E-S, Sr. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has improved from a stage 4 to a stage 3B and is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with hyperlipidemia, hypertension, the aging process, period. However, MGUS, M-G-U-S, as well as cardiorenal syndromes secondary to CHF and CAD play a major role, period. Her most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 70 from 53, creatinine of 2.1 from 2.1, and a GFR of 31 from 20. Unfortunately, there is no urinalysis available to actually, no. There is, oh, disregard that last sentence. There is non-significant amounts of non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 176 milligrams from 78 milligrams. Period. The urinalysis shows trace pyuria. However, there is no significant activity or urinary symptoms reported by the patient. Period. He is euvolemic. And denies any other complaints. Period. We recommend continuation of a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, as well as a low sodium intake of 2 grams in 24 hours. Period. We also reinforce fluid restrictions of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, depending on his daily weight and fluid status, period. Next line, anemia of chronic disease. His HNH is 10.9 and 33%, period. We will order iron studies. He is currently taking iron supplements as prescribed. However, instead of taking it daily, he is taking it every other day, period. We will order iron studies for further evaluation. Period. He reports normal bowel movements. Period. Next line. Hypercalcemia. His serum calcium is 10.5. He is not taking any vitamin D or calcium supplementations at this time. We will order mineral bone disease workup to rule out any possible hyperparathyroidism, period. He did, per the patient, he did have a parathyroidectomy in the past where two of his parathyroid glands were removed. Period. We will also order ionized calcium, period, for further evaluation. If the MBD labs are stable, then we may consider ordering urine urine and serum protein electrophoresis for rule out of other etiologies. Period. The latest MBD labs were normal with a PTH of 41, magnesium of 2.9. Vitamin D of 46. However, we did not have a serum phosphorus level available. We will continue to monitor for now. Period. We advise the patient to contact us or go to the emergency room if he experiences any symptoms of confusion, irritability, palpitations, or any unusual symptom that is related to hypercalcemia. Period. Next line. Arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 153/85. He has lost 8 pounds since the last visit and weighs 211 pounds today. He is euvolemic. We encourage him to continue taking his current regimen. Next line, coronary artery disease status post CABG, CABG. He follows up with his cardiologist on a regular basis. Next line, aortic stenosis status post valve replacement. Again, he follows up with his cardiologist. Next line, MGUS, which is being managed by the oncologist. Next line, atrial fibrillation. He is currently taking warfarin, 5 milligrams daily. Next line, history of PE/DVT on warfarin. Next line, hypothyroidism. He is currently on supplemental replacement therapy. Next line, obstructive sleep apnea. Next line, primary hyperparathyroidism status post parathyroidectomy. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 39.9. As previously stated, he has lost 8 pounds and weighs 211 pounds today. We recommend continuation of weight loss by way of a plant-based diet and increased physical activity. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is under control with the current regimen. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. End.